What's good about it? This is an aspirational, stubbornly optimistic outlook on the future and offers ideas that could have the most effect in the shortest time. Footloose finance refers to those investors only out to make a quick return. High-income countries exploit cross-border trade to effectively export emissions to producing countries, thereby abdicating their sustainability responsibilities. Debt is like deep snow on a steep mountainside. The smallest movement can trigger an avalanche. Because low-income nations rely on foreign capital for reserves or liquidity in the international economy, capital flight is most damaging to them. When money rapidly flows out, they run out of options and cannot afford crucial imports. The poorest 50% of people take less than 9% in total earnings, while the richest 10% take well more than 50%. In many regions, it is closer to 60%. Between 1990 and 2017, material footprints, that's consumption per person in metric tons per year, grew dramatically for upper and high-income groups, while shrinking slightly among low-income consumers. Enclosure of common land has had a huge effect on inequality. Governments, colonial powers, and other so-called authorities hold these resources privately for their sole benefit. Executive-to-worker pay disparity has skyrocketed in recent decades. A 2021 study by the Economic Policy Institute found that America's largest public firms paid CEOs 352 times that of the average worker, up from 21 to 1 in 1965. In just under 50 years, the global population doubled from 2 billion to 4 billion up to 1975. Then it did it again up to 2022, hitting nearly 8 billion. The good news, however, is that this population bomb has been diffused because the growth rate peaked in the 60s. Here are five myths to offset our reliance on fossil fuels. 1. Energy transitions are slow. 2. Many sectors are hard to electrify. 3. It is difficult to change people's behaviour. 4. Electric vehicles are not as good as internal combustion engines. And 5. Intermittency means clean energy is unreliable. None of these are true. The authors claim that implementing their suggestions will cause an end to poverty in one generation, greater equality among people and nations, healthy people on a healthy planet, abundant clean and cheap energy, fresh air, gender equity, economic resilience and security, population stabilisation, a livable planet, and regaining of our future. What you have to watch? Not much. This is comprehensively and calmly argued with probably the most robust and comprehensive data that can be found anywhere.